That's the sound of cars loading onto the fast ferry Fairweather for a sailing from Juneau to Sitka. The draft schedule for summer of 2012 will also have it heard at Angoon, a village about halfway between the two southeast cities. Ferry Chief Mike Newsell says a rebuilt dock will reinstate a connection lost when the slower ship Leconte switched to shorter trips several years ago.
So if folks were destined for Sitka to reach the hospital over there, they had to connect through Juneau, which was somewhat inconvenient. So we hope that'll meet the needs of the community better. And with the new dock and the ability to take the fast ferry in there, we're going to see how that works by running that service twice a week.
It won't be same-day service, as is now the case with the Leconte. The Fairweather will stop in Angoon on its way to Sitka on Thursdays, then make a port call on its way to Juneau on Saturdays. The proposed change will free up the Leconte. Newsell says the small ferry will continue serving other small northern southeast communities.
It will be working the Gustavus, Tenneke, and Hoonah route, and one night of the week it will actually overnight in Hoonah.
Next summer's schedule will double stops in Gustavus, the Marine Highway's newest destination. Service began last fall and increased this summer.
That has been a pretty popular destination, and with the Leconte having not to go to Angoon, it has a little more time available, and I think we can accommodate more frequent service into Gustavus.
The city near the mouth of Glacier Bay will see four weekly stops next summer. The Malaspina, which sails a Skagway-Haines-Juneau route, will also change its schedule. It will overnight and start the day in the capital city instead of its current home port of Skagway.
And it's not running empty, but it's not spectacular. And the thought is that by reversing that route, it will be more appealing to folks heading up to Haines and Skagway for day trips and to connect to the road system. And the timing will be more convenient to get there at a reasonable hour to make border crossings.
The fast ferry will see changes beyond the Angoon stop. Newsell says it's scheduled to drop one of its two weekly Juneau to Petersburg sailings.
The ridership on the Fairweather coming out of Petersburg has not been that high, so we're going to throttle that back to one time per week.
Instead, the fast ferry will sail 6 days a week to Sitka, one more day than this summer. Most of the rest of the schedule remains unchanged. That includes a long-distance sailing that began this summer. That's a twice-monthly Kennecott round trip from Bellingham, Washington to Whittier, the nearest ferry port to Anchorage, and on to Kodiak and Homer. It also stops in Ketchikan, Juneau, and Yakutat.
The Bellingham to Whittier portion of that run is consistently running pretty full. Not passenger full, because we hardly ever fill our ships with walk-on passengers, but vehicle deck space pretty well sold out on that run, both northbound and southbound.
That route allows the ferry Tustamina to make two monthly sailings to the system's furthest west ports. The Marine Highway System will hold a meeting on the proposed schedule Monday, August 22nd in Ketchikan. It will be teleconferenced statewide, with comments on the southeast schedule in the morning and south central and southwest in the afternoon. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.